My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July.
Greetings and good day to all of you. Welcome to the Vigilant American, the gun show brought to you by the McQueenie Gun Club Firearms Training and the Indoor Range like you've never seen it before, and also brought to you by Benelli Firearms. Performance worth the price. We're going to talk later about the inertia-driven system. It was born in 1967, just like me. And I don't know what years they were born, but we're so happy to have today with us the president of the McQueenie Gun Club. His name is Matthew Spalton. Hey, Matthew, how are you?
Good, how are you?
And, of course, we've got Chris Siegel alongside. He's the range master instructor. Hey, Chris, how's it going?
Doing good, Jason. Doing well.
Nice to have you on the show. Hey, the name of the show today is called The Greatest Gift This Year, dot, dot, dot. The greatest gift you can give this year is something to yourself. The gift of confidence, the gift of a new level of proficiency with a firearm that you already own, or the gift of confidence with a firearm that perhaps you've never fired before. Great training, great classes, and of course the gift of knowledge and understanding. Chris and Nick and Matt and the guys out of the McQueenie Gun Club are experts on open carry, the new law of the land here in Texas, come January 1, so you can give yourself the gift of knowledge. But of course, what guys like me really want is the gift of gear, merchandise. Ever since Matt described his shotgun to me, I've been thinking of all kinds of ways I can trick out my rifle. And so we're going to talk about some merchandise, we're going to talk about classes, and we're going to do it all right after this. We've only got one shot, going to take it now. Going all in, going to make it count. Won't look back, going to set my eyes. There ain't no practice runs in life. This is not a test. This is the real thing. His name is Matt. His name is Chris. My name is Jason. And we're so glad you're listening. Last week, by the way, the most listened to show that we've done thus far on the Vigilant American. Hey, first going to you, Chris. If there was a theme or a key signature to the show so far, it has been training, being prepared, being vigilant. And that's something that you can give as a gift this year to yourself or somebody else. And I know that you're a big proponent of people getting more proficient with the firearms they already own or getting proficient with the firearm for the first time. Tell us about it.
Yeah, you have to train. And it doesn't – some of the training doesn't cost anything. If you're looking at in the home, most burglaries happen during the daytime. Some of the home invasion stuff happens in the nighttime. You can do a lot of training yourself there by just mapping your rooms out. If you move from your bedroom to your living room, where's your concealment? Where's your cover? If you wake up in the middle of the night to go use the restroom, as I do sometimes, you might practice just walking through your house. Can you make it through in the dark without running into everything? Because that might be the difference between having a good or a bad experience.
Yeah, absolutely. I got to tell you, even though my wife has been making fun of me, I have been doing that ever since you mentioned it on the show. Like you, and we're all adults here occasionally, I'll, have a sweet tea at Rudy's, maybe too close to bedtime, have to get up in the middle of the night, and I reflexively now reach over, grab my handgun and flashlight, and make my way with my eyes closed over to the restroom that I use, which is not in the bathroom. It's the one my son and I share because my wife doesn't let me use her bathroom. So that's what I have to do. So I've been doing that. I've actually been practicing that. And like you said, if something did happen, where would I stop on the stairs? Where would I stop on the landing and this kind of thing? thing and getting, again, that muscle memory. Because one thing that you and Nick have said that has just stayed with me is that when something happens, and we hope it never does, you revert back to your lowest level of training. And so I don't want to find myself in a negative situation. Now, speaking of
let me interject one thing. And I noticed this yesterday in the range. I had four ladies that I had to remove their thumb from behind the slide. And in all four cases, their husbands were teaching them how to shoot. And it's not, you know, it's not that people don't want to learn. It's the fact that a lot of times the person teaching them, and I'm not dissing the husbands, the person teaching them doesn't have the knowledge.
Yep. Absolutely right. And you're absolutely right. I've like an idiot, when I bought my rifle, which is a lever action, I saw some really hot-looking shooting gloves, Under Armour shooting gloves. I bought those, went out to your range, by the way, the first time I visited the McQueenie Gun Club, and invariably, after the first shot, I went to bring down the lever, and of course, it snatched the glove and made a big mess, and I realized that that was a really stupid thing to do. I'm not Steve McQueen out here. I don't need shooting gloves to be shooting at the range, and I never, ever wore them again. Now, speaking of when I reach over for my what I call the Hyundai of firearms, my Taurus 9mm, which is what I have bedside, ever since Matt talked about his shotgun, I've been hinting to my wife of 20 years that wouldn't it be nice to have a shotgun in the house, and describe the way Matt was. I know, Matt, you've got some merchandise, because the greatest gift you can give this year is also the gift of a beautiful firearm. What are some of the things that you have there with you that you'd like to tell people about?
Well, we do have shotguns, just like I described a few shows back. The Remington 870 is a pump shotgun, very reliable. We also have a light that you can put on there, as I described in the other show. If you're in that light, you are in trouble. It's about a little pressure switch on it, and basically, if you shine that light on someone, basically you don't want to be in that light. And that's kind of the way that I showed it to my wife when I showed her how to use it, and we go over it periodically, but basically you squeeze that thing and that light turns on, and it will destroy anything in that light. But we've also got a variety of other products. We have STI, which is a handmade 1911. We have people that come into our shop all the time, and they're looking for a particular brand of 1911. It was a great brand for a long time, and their quality has just gone downhill, and a lot of people just don't know that. So there's, and we actually don't carry this particular brand for that reason. You'll notice when you come into the McQueenie Gun Club that we carry a lot of brands that we stand behind. There's no point in my mind in carrying something that you know is junk. So the STIs, they're actually handmade. They're made in Georgetown, Texas, and they oversize mill all the parts, and then when they actually fit the frame to the slide, they hand fit it, and so you end up with a very high quality gun. And there's we have a variety of them here in the shop, and if you put that in someone's hand and they feel the slide, they can actually you can feel the quality of the STI. And it's great that it's made in Texas also. We carry a lot of products that are made in Texas, and not just because they're made in Texas, because they're high-quality products also. We've also got the Texas Black Rifle Company. They make a heck of an AR. They're awesome people, too. They come in here. They shoot all the time. They're regulars at the range. They hand-deliver these guns, and they make the ARs and the AR pistols, and they make just a heck of a product. They're really awesome guns. Then we've got some LWRC rifles that are they're also AR style rifles. They've kind of reconfigured the AR platform. They've made them completely ambidextrous. I own LWRC products myself, and they are awesome ARs. I mean, I can't speak high enough about them. It's a piston driven gun, and they're just incredibly accurate and really high quality guns. And one more on the rifle side, we've got the Remington 700s. We've got them available in 308, 300 blackout, and 223. We've got the new Magpul stocks for them. That is a really nice stock with adjustable length of pull, really nice, lightweight. It's also got some attachments on the front where you can put a bipod and things like that on there. And it's just a heck of a setup, and they're incredibly accurate also. So there's some real good stuff on the firearm side that we have to offer. And, you know, that's just sort of the tip of the iceberg.
Awesome. That's awesome. And, of course, folks, you can see all of it. Like I said, I described it to my father. We weren't able to make it out there that one weekend, but I described the gun club to my father as like the Admiral's Club for American Airlines. I've only been in there twice, and I can tell you it is so much nicer than sitting in the gate area with everybody else. The McQueenie Gun Club has that effect. It is elegant. It is beautifully laid out. It is clean. It is comfortable. And there is a wide selection of merchandise and firearms and gear and clothing. I said in the pre-show that one of the greatest gifts you can give this year, in addition to the great merchandise that Matt was just talking about, Chris, is the gift of confidence. And what I wanted to ask you is, of course, like a lot of people, some of us, like you and Matt, are seasoned gun owners and you're professionals with firearms. If somebody, for instance, went out and decided to get one of those ARs for somebody perhaps who's never fired one before, wouldn't even know how to put the magazine, wouldn't even know how to chamber a round. And like we said many times on the show, people get intimidated when it comes to guns and talking about guns and buying guns. And again, I'm not picking on the ladies, but maybe a lady gets an AR from her husband for Christmas, which I think would make an awesome Christmas present, by the way. Chris, if somebody calls you and sets up a private lesson, what can they expect when they come out to the range to meet with you?
They'll get to know the entire AR platform. It's an amazing system. It is so simple. It's crazy. We'll take them into the classroom first, teach them how to disassemble it, separate the upper and the lower, pull out the bolt carrier group, put that back together, show them how the charging handle works, show them how to, you know, insert the mag, eject the mag, charge it, where the safety is, a couple different ways to hold it, how to obtain sight picture of their stance, and then we'll take them into the range. It's a pretty all-inclusive hour, and there's not a lot of people that can't learn in 1 hour how to competently handle that AR. I'm not going to say they're going to be marksmen, but
right,
the physical handling of the weapon, the manipulation of the weapon, is very simple. It just needs to be done correctly.
Yeah, and I love that because, like I said, at another range that I will not name, I did witness somebody out shooting one of those, and I could tell from the conversation it was for the first time. And I'm just going to be honest, I was not comfortable standing 2 meters away from somebody fumbling around with the 5.56 semi-automatic AR rifle, and I thought, it's time to go home now. I'd kind of like to see my family again. But it is very, very important to learn some of the basics of the construction of that rifle. As we know from basic training when we were in the military, they don't just hand you the M16 and say go shoot. You learn all the parts of it. You learn how to take it apart. You learn how to clear jams. You learn how to do everything. And so I think that's awesome that when people get to the McQueenie Gun Club, they get a very, very great introduction. And I would assume, Chris, that it's kind of the same thing if somebody brings in a handgun that perhaps they got for Christmas and have never fired. Is it the same kind of thing? You kind of show them the basics, the anatomy of the gun first?
Yes, exactly the same thing. In order to be able to fire it, they really need to know how it works, and that includes the field stripping. If it's a 1911, we'll show them how to pull that slide back, take the lever out, drop the slide off, slides the recoil spring, pull the barrel out, just in the, you know, the four main subgroups. Put it back together, how to charge it, you know, how to not over-oil it, because a lot of people, when they see those rails on a 45, they like to fill them suckers all the way up with oil, and you get
right
this great slippery weapon in your hand. There's only a few places you need to put a drop of oil. And then we'll take them into the range. You get them ready for the recoil, depending on the caliber, show them again how to shoot. It's a well-spent hour. And if you're looking for a gift for somebody, that possibly could be one of the best things. Just buy them 1 hour of lesson time.
Oh, that's all. Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Say, here, I love you, and because I love you, I'm going to admit that I don't know all I should about this weapon. Let me give you an hour with somebody who does, because I do love you.
That is awesome. Hey, folks, we're talking to Matt Spalton. He is the president of the McQueenie Gun Club, and Chris Siegel. He is the range master and instructor at McQueenie Gun Club. And we are talking about the greatest gift this year that you can give you can give someone one of those beautiful LWRC rifles, an hour of range time. We're going to talk about all of it. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back right after I find the button. There it is. We'll be right back after this. There it is. Saturday in the park, not such a great idea. It's kind of nasty outside. Go do something fun. Go to the McQueenie Gun Club. They've got, you can rent, I saw a picture of that Desert Eagle. You fired one when you were playing Call of Duty online. See if you can really shoot one in real life. Go out to the McQueenie Gun Club. You can rent that. They've got beautiful rifles that you can rent in case you want to find out. Maybe you want to give a gift to yourself this year. I was out there last Saturday, and I will confess to y'all something. Like you, Chris, I've never ever been duck hunting or quail hunting or anything like that. I've never actually shot or handled a shotgun to the best of my memory until last week. And the best way I can put this is I have a lot of musical instruments here in the studio. I've got a very, very cheap guitar. When you meet a real musician and you handle their guitar, you can tell right away the difference in a guitar that a real musician uses and one that you buy at Target. When Matt handed me that Benelli shotgun, I'm sure, Matt, you could see it in my face. There was just a wow factor when I handled it. It was a beautiful, beautiful shotgun, beautifully made, beautifully rendered Benelli. Performance worth the price. And I got to tell you, Matt, the first thing that jumped out at me was how lightweight it was. I was not expecting that. Now, I know it'll be heavier with some rounds chambered, but I was really struck by how light and how beautifully balanced that Benelli shotgun was.
They sure are. They are lightweight, and they've all got the inertia-driven system, so you don't have the recoil is minimal also. It's a fine-tuned machine.
Yeah, absolutely. And you heard Chris talking about cleaning and stuff like that. That's one of the aspects of the Benelli. It's very, very clean. The gas, the smoke, and the burnt powder remain in the barrel. The residue doesn't enter the gun's mechanism, so it's easy to maintain. You can fire thousands and thousands and thousands of rounds through a Benelli shotgun. You can go see the beautiful variety of Benelli shotguns at the McQueenie Gun Club. Okay, continuing on with our conversation now, in addition to the firearms, Matt, you guys also have a nice selection of clothing and accessories and stuff like that. But can people also give gift cards to loved ones or help them with a membership to the McQueenie Gun Club?
Yes, they can, and that's something I wanted. We've sort of touched on it before the break. We do offer gift cards. You can get a gift card for a private lesson or for range time or for whatever you want. We do offer gift cards for everything that we offer here. But we've also got a variety of different manufacturers that offer things that aren't gun related. We have Yeti, the Yeti cups, the Yeti ice chests, and the whole gamut of the Yeti stuff, and they make awesome gifts. The cups have been really popular, and they are a great gift. We have Benchmade knives, and we've actually got a promo going on with Benchmade right now. If you buy a Benchmade knife, you will get a raffle ticket that is going to go in on December 23rd. We're going to have a drawing for an STI. So every Benchmade knife that's purchased, you get a raffle ticket, and you'll get a chance at winning an STI, which is a handmade pistol, or awesome guns. We've also got Oakley. We've got their glasses and also their apparel, their backpacks, all kinds of Oakley gear. Sitka, they make great cold weather gear. We carry the whole line of their stuff. Costa, which we carry their glasses, their shirts, and their line. We've also got a brand called Tactical Walls, which is a gun storage solution. They make everything from a mirror that goes on your wall that's a hidden gun storage to a shelf to even a Kleenex box that you can store a gun in. So they really make a whole variety of storage solutions, which is kind of an alternative to your safe. And we've got a special right now that we had going on for Black Friday. We've still got a few left. We've got a Wyndham AR that's $570. So it's a heck of a deal for a good AR.
Yeah, I saw the videos of that, the storage systems. And, Chris, I'm sure you did a lot of investigations as a police officer where a family member had to report that they had firearms stolen from their home. I actually had a 32 caliber pistol stolen out of my car a gazillion years ago. So there's a practical as well as a safety element to those systems where it looks like a regular shelf, but what somebody maybe who's broken into your house doesn't know is that there's a beautiful, very expensive rifle hidden in there, correct?
Correct. Yeah, these are. They've got one that's a mirror I really like because you just pull it, slide it off, and then the weapon itself would sit in the space between the wallboard and the studs on the other wall. Hit the shelving with a couple magnets, and the thing just hydraulically lifts down. They're really, really well made. Great stuff.
Awesome. And one of the cool things about it is you need a key also. So even if you we have them hanging here, and people don't even know. They think we just put a mirror on the wall. But even if they did know. There's a little key that you need to get into it. So if you have children or something like that, you
right.
can put that key somewhere where they can't reach it or something like that, and they wouldn't have access to the firearms.
That's awesome. Yeah, I saw the video on Facebook. And folks, I want to remind you, if you're listening to the show, don't forget to tell your friends to like us on Facebook. And please do what I've been doing. I'm 48 years old, so I spent a great deal of my life without a smartphone and without Facebook and without Twitter and without a MacBook Pro. Tell people. Just tell people about the McQueeny Gun Club. I've told everyone at church about it. We're going to start talking about the McQueeny Gun Club on the weekly Crosscast, the show that we do for Cross Lutheran Church and School when they get back to school. Those lazy lima beans have been off all week. We get back into it next week. We're going to be mentioning this. Got a lot of very, very active hunters and shooters and law enforcement folks that attend Cross Lutheran Church and School. That's another great gift you can give to people. Just let people know that there is a place in town that has everything they need for firearms training and safety. And I wanted to talk to you about that real quick, Chris. The other thing I said you can give yourself this year or somebody else is the gift of knowledge. I had never heard about the Castle Doctrine until you told me about it, Chris. I had never heard about the Texas Law Shield until you told me about it. You guys are experts on this stuff. You keep up with it. You're professionals. There's a lot of stuff going on with the open carry. Tell people what kind of classes they can come take that relates to open carry, which becomes the law of the land here in Texas on January 1st.
We've got a Texas Law Shield coming out this coming Tuesday from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. They're doing a free seminar. Usually they charge $10 a head for this seminar. We can fit 30 people here. And they're going to tell these folks everything that they need to know about open carry. Because here's the kicker. As CHL instructors or licensed to carry instructors, we're the last ones to know. The information that we've been getting on open carry is coming from Texas Law Shield way before it comes from DPS. It makes no sense, but that's gospel.
Right.
So they're coming out here. There's going to be a lawyer coming out here to speak. It's chock full of information. There are some things that are going to jam you up at the first of the year regarding open carry. If you don't know about these laws that are changing, I really, really urge you to call out here and sign up for this class. It doesn't cost anything. We need to get you on the rolls, on the books here, because we can only fit 30 people. But
right.
It's probably the most valuable free 2 hours you'll ever have.
Awesome. We got about 6 minutes left on the show. I wanted to ask you both this last question. We talked about it a little bit in the pre-show. We all enjoyed Thanksgiving this past Thursday with our families, and I have a very large and diverse family, as I'm sure you guys do as well. My parents are originally from Massachusetts and Rhode Island, and my father was sent to Texas with the Air Force way back before I was born. And it, like a lot of families, we have people with different temperaments and different political ideologies. And there are some people who just think that anybody that buys a gun is a knucklehead, that there's no reason for it. That's why we have the police. That's why we have the military. Guns are not for civilians, that people like you, me, and Matt are part of the problem in America. So I wanted to start with you, Matt. Have you ever encountered, because, you know, you tell people what you do for a living, it's probably kind of rare here in New Braunfels, but if there are people out there that don't see, especially in our contemporary world, the need to confidently and legally carry a handgun, have you ever had to have that conversation with somebody who's maybe not in favor of that kind of thing?
I have, and, you know, it's just, in my mind, it's just lack of education. I mean, they think that the cops are going to protect them, and, you know, it's, how does the saying go, when you need protection, the cops are always, you know, 5 minutes away or whatever it is. Or, you know, if you could carry a cop around all the time, that would be great instead of carrying my gun.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. You know, Chris, we did this show last week called A New Narrative, and I was talking about how we need a new narrative. I mean, I would trust you and Matt in the airport with your concealed carry handguns. I think you should be allowed to carry them across the state line. I think some of the rulings recently at the Supreme Court have now opened the door for that to be something to consider. I do not think that you or Matt are going to jump on an airplane and try to take the cockpit over and fly the airplane into a building. I really don't. I think we need a new narrative on responsible gun ownership. But I wanted to ask you, because you're a law enforcement professional as well as an instructor, have you ever had to have that conversation where you have to talk to somebody about, again, just protecting yourself? Even the police chief from Washington, D.C. Was on 60 Minutes last Sunday talking about how the police aren't enough, that citizens need to arm themselves. That is quite a departure from the official policy in one of the most violent places in America, Washington, D.C. Have you ever had to have that conversation with somebody?
Yeah, numerous times. And here again is the other kicker, that the police aren't there to protect you.
Right.
I mean, their motto, to protect and serve, but it's not, they can't do it.
Right.
They just flat cannot do it. Their response time is anywhere from 3 to 7 to 8 minutes. I know in one town that I lived in down in South Texas, my nearest backup when I was out on solo patrol at night was the sheriff's office, and that backup was 25 minutes away.
Oof.
Police are not going to be able to protect you. You have got to be able to take accountability and protect yourself. But the problem is that the government doesn't want you to do that. What about a terrorist incident? Can the government protect you from a terrorist incident? Yes, they've done a pretty good job of negating the stuff since 9/11. But at some point in time, somebody's going to slip through. The problem with it slipping through with this particular administration is they're going to use that terrorist incident to take away your right to protect yourself.
Yep, I agree. I totally agree. And folks, look, it's become so, I've become so tired of the narrative. I mean, there's a shooting, there's the Ken Burns pictures of the candlelight vigil, there's the crying people being led out by the firemen and the first responders. Matt, Chris, and myself are not going to be the ones laying on the ground begging for our lives or trying to stop a guy with a shotgun with a fire extinguisher while our coworkers who are eating donuts with us hide behind us. It's just, I'm sorry. And if you're asking yourself, well, when was the last time we didn't have all of these problems? There's an answer to that question. When everybody was armed, and oh, by the way, when school was an extension of church on Sunday, that's the last time we didn't have all of these mass shootings and all of these mass killings. But we have to deal with the history we've been dealt. We're living in 2015, in the 15th year of the 21st century, and the world is a dangerous place. And so as I mentioned last week, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, Jason, but I wanted to get this in. There's another trend that's happening across the United States, and it's a pretty decent one. A lot of these small townships, and if you take Houston, all the various little local governments that exist within the city of Houston, they're hiring private security.
Yep.
They'll hire a level three mostly security folks to regularly patrol because the police patrol is so non-effective. And in those cases, and those businesses that do hire the private security, their numbers are pretty decent. They get more of the one-on-one stuff. These security officers are out there. They're making contact with the public. They're doing walkthroughs through the housing additions, et cetera, through the neighborhoods. So that's a coming thing, and you're going to see more. It's the privatization of law enforcement.
Well, I hope so, because personally, I think individual citizens are the first line in law enforcement. Your first job, Matt's first job, Chris's first job, my first job is to protect and serve our families and then ourselves. Hey, gentlemen, I always, always, always enjoy talking to you. Hey, folks, don't forget the greatest gift you can give this year is the gift of confidence and knowledge and proficiency, and yes, even a beautiful new firearm. You can find it all at the McQueenie Gun Club. His name is Matthew Spalton. He is the president. His name is Chris Siegel. He is the range master instructor. Gentlemen, thank you so much for everything today.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you, Jason.
Hey, everybody else, don't forget what I said. Just tell people. Like I said, even before social media and even after, the greatest marketing technique is word of mouth. Tell somebody. You got 2 weeks off in Christmas with the kids. You're tired of going to the movies. You're tired of going to putt-putt golf. Come on down to the range. Let them put you on a lane. Your kids will absolutely love it. You'll enjoy it. It's a unique way to spend a couple of hours, one of those afternoons. And, of course, you can see all the beautiful merchandise that they have available at the McQueenie Gun Club. Hey, folks, thank you so much for listening. This has been the Vigilant American, brought to you by the McQueenie Gun Club and Benelli Firearms. And until next we speak, we'll talk to you all next week. Take care. Bye.
The end, that's all, folks.